Wives, husbands, parents, and children cheered as members of the 115th filed into the gym at Truax, lugging their duffel bags. Most had little to say about what their mission of providing close air support in Iraq is all about. F-16 pilot Chad Milne says being separated from his family for 2 months was tougher than the job he was doing.
It's been harder for them, me being gone, than it was for me. Let's put it that way. Families probably have it harder than the guys that are actually over there, to be honest with you.
The public affairs spokesperson for the 115th, Major Chris Rodel, says the unit's main job is responding to requests for air support from ground troops, and that doesn't always mean using their firepower.
And show up with whatever type of support the guys on the ground are requesting, which may range anywhere from simply showing up and show a force to actually applying some firepower to the situation. It's the kind of capability that theater commanders want over there. It'll be able to apply firepower to a situation and apply it only to that situation and with a very, very low probability of anything being hit that wasn't intending on being hit.
Mother of 26-year-old Staff Sergeant Aaron Thompson from DeForest says she's glad her son is home safe. She says she supports the mission he was on and never really worried about his safety.
I think there's a lot that's going on that we probably don't know, and I support our country, I guess. I think it's real important to have morale and feel good about it, and I do.
The day that we bid him farewell, I just decided that it was part of life. He was in God's hands, and that's the best place.
Members of her son's unit will be eligible for another mission in Iraq in early 2008, and Aaron says he's ready to do it again.
They call us, we will. Definitely.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.